Hello, this is Chuck from Above the Basement, Boston Music and Conversation. Every 10 episodes, we have a state of the conversation to discuss what is going on with Above the Basement. But we decided this time instead to introduce you to a local band called The Loop that should be an inspiration to all those musicians stuck in their basement. While these guys, well, are still there, their aspirations should soon help them rise above it. These 11 and 12-year-olds are just starting out. Finn, Graham, Peter, and Aiden play all original music and are working hard on their chops and songwriting. Ron and I thought it would be interesting to see how these fine young men tick, approach their music, their influences, and plans for the future. Before we start, let me tell you a bit about Gaining Ground. Gaining Ground grows organic produce for hunger relief with help from an army of volunteers, and they give it away to people who need it for free. Throughout the harvest season, produce from Gaining Ground's farm goes to food pantries, meal programs, and shelters in Greater Boston and Eastern Massachusetts. Their approach is local and sustainable, and most of their produce is distributed within 20 miles of the farm and within 24 hours of harvest. To learn how to support Gaining Ground and for more information, please visit gainingground.org. Okay, while The Loop has yet to go into the studio, they did treat us to a live performance at the end, which is to be named later. So, here's our conversation with The Loop, recorded at an undisclosed location near Concord, Massachusetts.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor to sit down with The Loop. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Well, here we are on a in the basement of The Loop practice sessions.
Ironically,
hello, Chuck.
We are in the basement. Why don't we introduce ourselves? We'll go around the room, starting with you. Say your name, your age, and what you play.
I'm Finn. I'm 11, and I play the drums.
I'm Graham. I'm 11. I play the bass.
I'm Peter. I'm 12, and I play the keyboard.
I'm Aiden. I'm 12, and I play the guitar.
All right.
And I am Ron.
And you're Ron, and you're 52.
He's old.
I am Ron, and I'm 46, and I play the keyboard also.
Yes, and I'm Chuck, and I'm older, and I play the guitar.
Unmentioned age.
That's right, unmentioned age.
Unwanted to mention.
At a certain time, you unmention your age. I'm 48.
You're uncertain.
I remember about a year ago, I went to a certain concert with my son, your buddy, Ben, and we went to see The Who. Finn and I went to see The Who with his dad, and what was so cool is that we had three generations there. We had the generation above me, and then our generation, me and Chuck, and then you guys. And that's a pretty rare thing when you have three generations of music lovers.
And then they played My Generation.
Exactly.
Yeah, my generation.
Just to start with you, Finn, what really struck a chord with me is that you knew every word of basically every song. And so,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people in your generation, you guys, know a lot about the new songs, but maybe not about the old songs. So let's talk about The Loop.
Well, let's talk. Where'd you get the name The Loop?
It was the Bee Kids.
The Bee
what
Kids.
The heck was that?
Oh, yeah, that's so weird.
So it came up with something random.
Okay, so what happened?
And we kind of play in a loop.
We kind of played in a loop.
Yeah.
We're kind of in a loop, like kind of.
While we're playing.
We were.
But
more of like a diamond.
What do you mean you play in a loop?
Well, we're all like set up in a loop.
In a
sort of. Yeah, it was me, John, Graham,
John,
Peter, and David was trying to come up with a name, and he just like The Loops, and I was like, no, The Loop, just The Loop.
Yeah.
And then we like decided.
Yeah, I like the name still.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like it.
So that's always sometimes the hardest part is naming the band, right?
Yeah.
It was hard. I mean, it could be
so
like
harder
than
we, me and John really started this band because we were like singing this weird song.
Yeah.
That was like
that was so weird.
A math problem and how it was hard.
No.
In the middle of the day, and then we were like, wait, we should start a band, and we were like, what should we call it? Instead of the Bee Gees, it was the Bee Kids.
So it sounds like you guys became The Loop at some point in the last year or so.
No,
right?
Well,
or 2 years.
More. We became The Loop at the end of fourth grade.
So you guys are in sixth grade now. What do you do about practices? Do you guys have a schedule? Do you have a system?
Like, every other half day.
Okay, so Graham, explain that for a second.
If we didn't have a band, we would walk nearby pizza place to with Ben and Luke, Steven.
No name.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay.
You can do first names. That's fine.
We don't really have time for band anywhere else, so.
Here. No, Aiden,
that's basically what happens.
What do you guys do in a practice? Take me through that.
Sometimes we write a new song, and then sometimes we just practice one.
Record.
From before.
Sometimes
and sometimes
we just jam
record,
out.
Too.
Let's back up a little bit. Why did you guys start a band?
Yeah, because, you know, what's pretty interesting, and you don't sort of have a club or a teacher's or a coach or somebody that says, okay, it's rock band time, you know? this is created by you guys.
That's true.
So, yeah. So you sort of own it, whether you want to do it or not. Mm-hmm. So why do you keep doing it?
Because
it's fun.
It's fun, and we really try to put out an album because we have 9 songs.
And yeah. French bread is tasty. Yeah. And
it's more than we have.
Yeah.
And I accidentally trashed all our recordings, so...
Oh, yeah, that happened. Wow.
We're going to try to record.
Save every recording, especially now.
Well, I have our first recording.
Because they're the best thing to listen to when you're older, just to hear how awesome you are.
I have our first recording.
Yeah, actually.
Save everything.
Let's talk about the instrumentation. So let's review. We have drums and bass in the rhythm section. We got keys and we got guitar.
Do you all sing?
Me sometimes. I've probably
sang the most.
Like, I might be singing for like the rest of the band time we have in our life.
That might
not
be true.
All of it. All
you do a lot of the singing.
He's going to be doing more probably.
Yeah, because he hasn't done a lot. But me and Peter probably do the most things.
Do you do harmonies?
No.
We only have one person.
Not yet.
Yeah, we just one person in one song. We haven't really gotten to.
And we don't do a lot of songs with vocals. We do mainly instrumental.
No, we only have
half and half.
No, that's not true at all. We only have 2 instrumental songs, and like we have like 7.
Our first song, and
we have 7 songs with words.
No, we have 3 songs instrumental.
And let's go around the room a little bit about, you know, in interviews people talk about influence. So, what about you, Aiden? When you think about guitar, what are you listening to, and what do you like to sort of emulate?
I don't actually listen to any of the music they do.
My parents
are both pastors, and they're religious, so I never grew up like that kind of music. I only grew up with religious music.
Like Christian rock?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm starting to listen to more like classic rock and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about you, Peter?
Like Aiden, I never really listened to classic rock. The main influence for me is just that I already played the piano, and that's what mainly helps me. And then what I do is I just try to make like sort of like an accompaniment.
What do you mean by that?
I listen to songs that they show me.
Yeah, and talk to me about that. I want to go into the influences a second, but what do you mean by making an accompaniment?
What happens is I just think of something that I like. Aiden might help me with it because he plays the piano too. And then Finn will okay it, sort of. And then we all put them together and make a song and it works.
Good. We want to talk about that in a little bit too. So save that thought, all right, buddy? Now, Graham, what about you?
My dad has always known rock and roll, pretty much every song you can think of. And he's just always showed me the best, and I always wanted to be someone like The Who's bassist, or pretty much anyone that could be like a classic rock legend. What they've done is what I've done, and that's what's helped me get good.
Cool. And what about you, Finn?
I'm a lefty drummer, but I play on a righty kit, which it helps me more to play on a righty kit because I've never actually played on a lefty kit, even though I'm a lefty.
In drums.
Yeah, of course. I started listening to The Who a lot. That really got me like really inspired. And then I kind of moved on to like Led Zeppelin.
The
and then even further, The Beatles. And then Pink Floyd. And it's just like those 4 bands just, they're so good.
You guys impressed the heck out of me, I tell you. Those are all the bands I listen to now.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm a big Floyd head.
It's kind of a test of time there.
You know, the one interesting thing that you guys said you immediately started doing, you immediately started playing originals. Did you get together and start playing any covers at all?
I want to play covers.
I want to do original.
I want to make it our own.
Yeah, same. I want to make it our own.
But the very first time you guys got together, you just started original stuff. You didn't
start doing it, we were just
to just kind of warm up. You didn't start playing it. Just play Led Zeppelin tune.
We listened to that.
I know some drum parts to like certain like real songs, but we don't actually play them.
I think it's mainly because I don't really listen to the kind of music they do and stuff like that. So it's like covers are like kind of hard to figure out.
Sure.
You know, when you're writing a tune, does somebody bring an idea that they've thought of at home? Or on the bus,
whatever they recorded.
Lyrics,
maybe?
Me and Graham do that.
Maybe Finn, describe the evolution of one of your favorite songs. How did it come to be?
Wait, what do you mean?
Take one of your favorite songs of the 9, and then how did you guys write
Vibration.
Like, the one we just wrote, it's very psychedelic. It's very like...
60s,
yeah, exactly. It doesn't really have a name yet. We've been working on it a lot.
How did it come together?
I'll just start playing a jumpy, and then he'll start playing this weird thing.
I'll just go in
the middle. Not even on purpose. And then he'll start playing a bass line, and he'll start playing.
So what I think happened with this one was Peter like started just playing this
little organ riff.
He loves the organ.
So you did a riff, Peter.
I love organs.
You did a riff. Do you shout out kind of what key it is, or do you use your ear?
I have to tell Aiden what key is it.
Okay, you tell him what key.
He plays kind of with me.
A new air.
And then they're like kind of just keeping the beat, sort of.
Yeah, we're the rhythm section.
So the rhythm section, it's almost like you guys are all a team, but the rhythm section, they're a sub-team, right? And you got... you guys as the melody and the riffs, where some of the feeling of it comes, right? The color of the music comes from you guys, yeah, and the piano and the guitar. Yeah. To Peter and Aiden, do you listen to each other a lot while you're playing?
They're communicating.
He ends up listening to mine more, but I still listen for his. Sometimes I see, like, oh, that sounds a little bit offbeat or something like that.
So
but
I listen to his.
He's so good.
Yeah. I listen to his and then try to figure out what key it's in.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we don't really write in, like, the key of C, key of G. They just, like, sort of write a riff and then do it, and then I just play in that key.
The other thing that can make it difficult sometimes
Peter?
Is he plays, he kind of knows the piano, but he plays chords, and I don't really. So I play the chords that I'm doing, and then he figures out, oh, that's that chord. And then that's how we do it.
Got
but
it.
I still write the notes.
And then Graham's just like goes wild on the bass.
Yeah, he's kind of done his own thing.
You just release Graham.
Yeah.
He just becomes
we're
wild.
We're
like,
all right, man. Graham, play. And he's like,
he goes. Graham channels his John Entwistle.
Yeah.
What do you notice is the hardest thing as a band when you're writing a song or when you're playing?
To know what Finn's talking about.
Yeah, and also to focus.
Yeah, it's hard to explain everything I want you to do. I'm like, do this with that hand.
So Peter said it's hard to focus. What about you, Finn?
Peter's got a lot of Nerf guns. He's firing the Nerf guns.
That was at the beginning.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
I think
that's a different obstacle I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
We put away all our Nerf guns before we rehearse, usually.
But what about while you're playing? What are some of the challenges?
Oh, while we're playing.
I think one challenge that we have is like, Finn's like, just play this
coordination.
Like,
and then like, you guys don't really know what to do.
And we're like, how do you play that though? Like, can you
play?
He's like, play this.
What is that?
But you know what? You're not the only one who does that. I'll always say to Ryan, do that part where you go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? You start to get a language where he can almost start to understand me when I do that. When you start playing together long enough, you can start to understand your little idiosyncrasies, like trying to explain something to somebody. You can almost understand what they're saying, even if it makes no sense to anybody else.
Another challenge we have is just like staying together, like staying on beat.
I mean, our whole
and, like, all not just like going thing. Off randomly. Like, rah, rah, rah.
How would you describe the style of your music?
I want to say it's just like the style would be like classic rock, but that's too much of a genre or whatever.
I feel like
we're like past the 60s but before the our generation.
Can you give an example? This is like the curse of all bands. They're going to say, well, who do you sound like? And you always have to figure out what it is. And I never know the right answer, but do you guys...
It's always hard.
I've always thought of, like, AC/DC combined with the Beatles and the Who and some, like, other mellow band
I thought of more like a Pink Floyd combined with the Beatles.
Yeah, except we're not robotic and crazy.
Last song was pretty psychedelic. It was pretty, like, weird and, like, Pink Floyd-y.
He keeps saying
you
psychedelic, and
much.
I'm like, I don't actually know what that means.
What's psychedelic? Define, what do you think psychedelic music sounds like?
It's like...
No, forget about associating it with, like, the 60s and
it's just, like, it's very, like, calming, kind of. And it's
calming?
Like, yeah, a little bit. I don't know how to really explain it, but it's like...
It's not easy to explain.
It's not easy to explain because it's, like... It's like rainbows and 60s.
Maybe you're trying to say
it's like
random.
It's like Floyd and Jimi Hendrix experience kind of music.
No, but you know what, Peter? You hit on something too because you said it's kind of like random, blah blah blah. But the thing is about playing instrumental music between people is that it can just sound like noise. But let me ask you guys: are there moments when you feel that you're playing together and you're sort of
in
the zone?
Our last song,
has even told us that.
Oh.
You guys are doing really well. And, like,
you got a mom endorsement right there. That's huge.
Yeah, but also sometimes. Yeah.
Like today we
felt,
like, I was like, this sounds good. Like it sounds good.
So you have a sense of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's interesting to me. I never grew up playing a lot of sports. I did individual sports, but you guys all know Ben, and Ben's in, like, team sports. And so it's really cool to see that world.
I
always thought of my band in junior high and high school and beyond as my team almost, you know, because you need to sort of bounce things off each other and communicate. And you're in the zone or you're not in the zone.
I see what you're talking about.
You see that, Graham?
Like, yeah. I wouldn't be, like, excited to lose, but...
Yeah.
Right. Well, so what is losing in a band?
Like,
I don't know. I
think having a record with no hits.
Well, that's because, like, no, it's more like about, like, what you think about the band. Like, if you think song didn't go well,
it's an opinion.
Like,
it's not like a factual,
yeah,
like, oh, you guys lost.
Yeah, it's not much a
52 to 60.
Like opinion, like, oh, that doesn't sound good.
So sometimes it's like we're not in the zone, and it's like when you really think about it, we're all playing something completely different in a completely different key, and it's just like noise. But sometimes we're in the zone. But
okay, I got it.
This is you guys are explaining what happens to every single band that anybody's ever been in. You're in the zone, and sometimes I don't feel it when I'm playing. The other band members may not have any clue that I'm feeling that way, but sometimes the whole band's like, you know, we're just not feeling it tonight. And every time we play poorly, we're like, okay, well, how can I make that better? I'm going to do this better. I'm going to do this different. Sometimes it's just things that are out of your control. It could be the room.
But it's very subjective. It's not win or lose, right?
Yeah.
What are the types of lyrics when you guys sing? So who wants to say, who wants to take that question?
That will be Peter.
I think so. I don't actually write normally the lyrics. That's normally Graham and Finn.
No, that's Peter.
Peter. So I think it depends on the song, because we sort of do varying types of genres in the song itself. They sort of change. Is this going to be like some funky, weird lyrics, or are these going to be just lyrics that sort of tell a story or something?
I see. So you, out of your 9 songs, what are they about? Is there a story that you want to tell us?
Or? Not at all.
Okay.
Do you write like love songs? Do you write songs about...
We just write songs about like guys that dodgeball? Like, go crazy or something like that.
Guys that go crazy? Okay, what else?
They're kind of just like, they don't really have a meaning. They're just kind of like weird and like...
They're kind of fun though.
Do
the
they
lyrics
rhyme?
Are just there, so like we can say we have songs with lyrics.
Okay, about rhyming. I made one set of lyrics, like a whole song with like a chorus and stuff sort of, but like we only use like the chorus for the most part because all the other stuff was just rhyming and it sounded too much like a rap.
Yeah.
So then we just used the chorus, which sounded good, but
and then we lost the rap.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
we were gonna use for like
it,
a
it was
song.
Good,
we
but we don't really rhyme. Well, actually, we have one song.
Oh yeah, we do. Heat rhymed a lot. Like, heat was like a song that was inspired by Zeppelin.
I sang in Heat, and it was so hard.
It was it was really hard.
Yeah, Finn, tell us about Heat.
So it was inspired by Led Zeppelin, and it was our 5th song. Yeah. It was right before 6th grade, not going into 5th grade. It was going into 6th grade.
Going back to the sort of like lyrics thing. We have one song called like Vibration that it's like you only say like that word. They're like you keep sort of repeating that word over and over again.
That's like a hook. Yeah. You hear that before? Mm-hmm. The Beach Boys made a whole career on that. On Good Vibrations.
The first time I played with a band, I was 13, maybe 12 or 13 years old. And when we all started playing together, it blew my mind. We sounded awful, but it still blew my mind that we were all playing together. And it was the most exciting thing I'd ever done in my life. So when that first time you guys got together and started playing, what were you feeling? Were you like, this is awful? Or were you thinking, this is awesome? Like, what were you thinking?
Well, both.
In the
B Kids, kind of both. Like, we were kind of like out of focus. It sounded bad, but we were still having like fun.
Yeah, we were
having
fun.
I didn't really consider the B Kids a band.
And then the first thing, I don't really remember the first practice of the loop. It was just kind of weird because like we had just failed in a band and we're like, what's gonna happen?
Let's
this
try
one? But, like,
again.
We just kind of like went together and we just kind of like made a song and we're like, whoa, we're really good together.
Yeah, that's what I think is winning and losing in music is if you try or don't try.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you guys thinking about playing for other people?
I think
I want to.
My personal
maybe eventually.
Opinion is
eventually.
Wait, like a year or two? That's my personal
seventh
opinion.
Grade
but
seems
not because of the age, but because of
we're not good.
No.
So you guys want to wait, enough. Whether it's a few months or a year or whatever, you want to wait a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were going to do a performance.
But we're just getting better. Like, we need more time to get like better.
You know where you learn the most? Is when you play live in front of people.
Probably.
So I have some opinions. Experience playing live because at my church,
okay,
I play guitar, and playing live, I think that's definitely great because you have to figure out how to sort of solve problems on the spot.
You're right.
And I think that would definitely like
help us
improve.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it makes you focus, but it also challenges your brain to not only focus, but to let go and be a little creative too, which is, those are two very
showmanship
difficult things that need to happen at the same time. And you're right. You can't just go out and do it. You need to sort of rehearse and be able to be comfortable with your skills before you do it.
I recommend going out getting a gig tomorrow for you guys. It'll be an awesome experience. What have you learned as far as your own instruments since you've been playing in the band? Have you discovered a different focus? Have you learned something that you didn't realize before, like, when you're playing by yourself?
Techniques and notes. I didn't really know A, B, C, E, F, G.
So reading like music theory and things like
that. For me, it's like completely different. For me, I know how to play the piano, but now you're not playing a song. When I'm playing the piano, I'm playing with somebody else. So it's more of, as I said before, like an accompaniment. And I'm just, this sounds dumb, but I just kind of play the same thing over and over. But it's like a rhythm, like it's a pattern that goes well with the piece.
Because sometimes all you need to do is one little piece, and the whole band together, playing together, creates that entire song.
Yeah. Well, and then back to Graham. So when you play some notes on the bass, do you try to match it with Finn and the kick drum at all?
That's what keeps me, like, still in the band. I wouldn't really be here unless I could hear everyone by themselves. I need to talk to Aiden sometimes, or, like, see what Finn's doing so I can make a beat, stuff like that.
Yeah, because the bass is sometimes something that's so important that a lot of people that aren't musicians don't really realize is important. And if it's gone, you notice it. But if it's there, sometimes don't. So it's really an interesting instrument. And what about you, Mr. Finn? How have you learned about your own instrument, as Chuck was asking?
I've learned since the loop actually, like, started. Like, that's when I, like, first started taking drum lessons. It wasn't necessarily, like,
yeah.
full loop.
Is that what,
like, one of the things was?
Right? Yeah, you kind of got into drums, and that's kind of what made you think of doing a band.
Yeah, like, I like you're like playing music and also listening to my favorite music.
You're kind of like the anchor.
Yeah, I keep the basic beat.
And they have to come to you because you got all the stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Now,
what about you, Aiden?
So I've learned more about my instrument genre-wise because I already did a lot of music theory, but I didn't really know about playing in that genre, playing sort of rock music. So I learned more about that.
You're all plugged in, right? You're electric. Yep. No one plays an acoustic guitar or anything like that.
Well, sometimes he does.
He wants acoustic.
You played for your church. Did you play acoustic guitar for your church?
I play acoustic and electric.
Oh, okay, so you kind of mixed it up. Because that's a totally different thing. From playing acoustic instruments to all of a sudden getting really loud. Do you guys ever find that you have to say to yourselves, all right, we need to take down the volume a little bit?
Yeah, we just did with the
drum. It's not easy. Every band has that problem.
With the mixer, he had to...
And it's always confusing
who's... the volume because the keyboard.
It's kind of like confusing who needs to be louder. Who needs to be quieter? Someone's overpowering someone, then someone else is just like, hey, quiet down, and you get louder, and then it just like swaps. And she's like, how do we figure this out?
Sometimes it just like gets so loud, I'm just like, mute the mains like too much.
So how do you do that without muting the mains? What are other ways?
You tell Finn to throw the drumsticks at him.
We don't do that. I'm
just kidding.
Well, would help.
How do you communicate that? It's not easy. How do you communicate for dynamics?
We figure out who's sort of leading for that song, then I boost them a bit, and then take down the other instruments, and then do that. Except
what about recording? Do you have aspirations?
I own basic interface, like Pro Tools, all that.
He wants to be an audio engineer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an amazing start.
So you know how to use Pro Tools?
You want to help Chuck?
Yeah, you can help me. So you have all the microphones. See, you know what? The one thing I didn't have when I was a kid, we didn't have the equipment. I think we had one mic, and it was held together by duct tape to like a broom handle or something. We had nothing.
And electricity was just discovered 20 years before Chuck was born.
We didn't have online stores where you could just buy stuff and have it shipped to your house. Yeah. You had to go out and buy it, and it was expensive, more expensive than it is it is now. So you just have a lot more opportunities there. Do you guys have a lot of equipment?
Aiden has a ton.
We use
one condenser. Graham has a dynamic mic, and I have a dynamic as well.
We
use our PA speaker. He has a bass amp, and then I have my mixer.
And who's keyboards? What do you use for keyboards?
I just have like an average electric one.
Tell us about your kit.
It's like a mix of a couple of different kits. My first kit, a classic CB drums kit. My second kit was black, and it was a Gretsch. Beautiful drums. And then I got a China cymbal, and I have a Crash Ride cymbal.
I have one last question. Okay. What is your next goal? What is your next 6 months? What do you want to achieve? Do you want to put out an album? You want to go in the studio? Do you want to play live? Pick one thing you could do in the next 6 months.
I think we should go live because that would just help us get better.
Like in 6 months, probably.
So maybe the fall or something.
Yeah.
Right, we're gonna hold you guys to that.
Yeah. All right, so that's one goal, Graham said.
We expect an invitation to the.
What are the other goals?
This sounds kind of lame, but I really want to get it done because it's really hard. Just record them all.
That's not dumb.
It's just like, it's soft.
Yeah,
it's,
I agree.
It's one of my favorite things to do, but is the studio.
Not for me, because I have to like go back and remember everything I do.
Yeah, that's a great goal. And you know what? They're going to change over time too. So you record them once and you go from there. What about you, Aiden?
I think my goal musically is to sort of play more songs synchronizing with the keys and the more music theory as a band.
Okay.
Finn, what about you, buddy?
Well, I think we should probably record the songs first, I think. And we should just get the album done, and then we should go live.
And then we could also start
because then we could like actually get a record and listen to it and play it back. And
well, you've got 9 songs. You happy with all 9?
Yeah, no, not at all.
So you got 6 months to get your act together, get all 9 in recording studio ready, and then that's plenty of time to do it.
The other thing you could do.
It only took us 1.5 years to do our album.
Well, the other thing you could do, though, is just record 3.
Do an EP. Just do it. Even, you know what, just do 1.
All you need, you guys are busy guys.
We already have 1 recorder, I think.
All right, so what are you guys going to play us a song?
Sure.
What song are you going to play?
We don't have a name, probably.
We don't have a name.
We don't have a name.
Okay, we'll call it the No Name song, and you guys go for it, and we're going to set up. We'll tell you guys when to start, and we'll figure this all out. So these are great kids and certainly smarter than I am. Ron and I are looking forward to seeing what they do over the coming year. Special thanks to them and to their parents for their time and support. Before we go, let me give a shout out to the Sinclair, an award-winning music venue and restaurant in Harvard Square, featuring the best emerging and established touring bands and an adjacent new American kitchen with gastropub influences. The kitchen features a cozy, vibrant downstairs bar and an upstairs dining room with an open kitchen and patio overlooking Church Street. The venue, with a state-of-the-art sound system and clear sight lines, has quickly become a favorite of artists and fans alike. For Ronnie and I, it is one of our favorite venues to see music, and we highly recommend checking it out, not only the venue, but the kitchen as well. For more information, please visit SinclairCambridge.com. Go to our own website at AboveTheBasement.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, listen and subscribe to our podcast, like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and look at all the nice pictures we post on Instagram. We are everywhere. On behalf of Ronnie and myself, thanks for listening. Tell your friends, and remember, Boston music, like its history, is unique.